You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
February is upon us. Spring training is coming, and we're talking Cardinals baseball today. I'm Dave Raymond with Jen Langosch of Cardinals.com. And, Jen, you know, I'm going to ask you a bunch of wacky questions today. It just seems like that time of year. But before I get too far off the wall, I do want to, you know, kind of get into Adam Wainwright just a little bit. You know, his presence back this year could be a real big, I don't know, like a game changer, clearly, in the division. What is the general feeling around Wainwright and just the prospect of him being a major contributor again this year?
Yeah, that's a good question, because perhaps we haven't spent enough time this offseason really highlighting the fact that Adam Wainwright is returning. You know, I mean, first off, what we saw him do last year was not short of remarkable. The fact that he was able to come back from an injury that doctors estimated would take a year to recover for, he came back in 5 months and pitched effectively, obviously, out of the bullpen. That being said, having had these extra months this offseason to get strong again, he feels really good about where he is. You know, and as for the Cardinals, you know, we've talked so much this winter about them needing to fortify that starting rotation, losing John Lackey and Lance Lynn, two guys that accounted for 40% of the starting innings. Well, Wainwright basically lasted 3 weeks in the starting rotation. You get him back in that rotation, you know, you can say, hey, he takes John Lackey's spot, and I would certainly take Adam Wainwright over a 37-year-old John Lackey. And all of a sudden, some of those innings maybe where you had a question mark as to who would cover them, they fall on Waino's back. I think the good thing for him is that the injury he was coming off of last year had nothing to do with his arm, so there certainly are no concerns about an arm-related issue coming back. You can also take the flip side and say, hey, maybe a guy who had worked so much the previous two seasons can benefit from having had almost a full year off. So he is an ace for this rotation, and certainly as you look again at the Cardinals trying to backfill innings, getting him back, getting somebody that can throw 220-plus innings in a season, that is a big deal for a Cardinals rotation that is also very deep.
Yeah, and I, you know, and you know, we tend to look at what everybody has done, you know, who they brought in, how they've reshaped the rotations, those types of things. You're hard pressed to go get somebody of his magnitude at any point, and so just having a guy like that come back can be such a huge lift. And, you know, let's go down a little random lane here as we begin the month of February. Well, that's just some questions. There really aren't great answers to these. But as an example, who might be a candidate in that rotation? Who might be the first to lose a spot in the rotation?
That's a tough one because, you know, you look at all five starters. All five have proven themselves to some extent. I mean, I guess you could say that Carlos Martinez may be the least proven of the five, but goodness, he's coming off an all-star season. So maybe I'll take a look at this a different way, and the most likely to lose a spot in that rotation, perhaps due to injury, I would say has to be Jaime Garcia. You look at his kind of dotted history with injuries. It seems like he can never make it through a full season healthy. So I don't think he would lose a spot in the rotation due to performance. I actually don't think anybody among that projected starting five would lose a spot due to performance. I think it's more likely it could be lost due to injury. And I think at this point, given his history, we have to put Jaime Garcia at the top of that list.
Okay, so which one might take it a different direction, right, a little more positive angle to it? Who might turn in that sort of career-defining moment, the no-hitter, the perfect game this year, should somebody manage to pull off the feat?
That's a tough one, too. You know, your obvious answer is, well, of course, it's Adam Wainwright. You know, but that being said, it's something he's never done before in his career. And, you know, and he's a guy that a lot of balls are put in play against, and I'm not sure that he's necessarily perhaps the favorite of this rotation to do so. You think of Michael Wacha a couple of years ago, came within an out of a no-hitter, so you certainly see his stuff playing. But I'm actually going to go back to the same guy I just answered your last question, Jaime Garcia. I think if he is healthy, which is always a big asterisk for him, you watch his stuff. It just plays so differently than anybody else, and it gives opponents more fits than anybody else on this rotation. He's efficient, which is obviously a key to if you're trying to throw a nine-inning, you know, no-hitter or perfect game. So the efficiency is certainly there. A ground ball type guy, I think the Cardinals' defense behind him on the infield should be pretty strong. I actually think because his stuff, again, is so different, that Jaime Garcia could perhaps be the guy to throw the Cardinals' first no-hitter in over a decade.
Wow. So he's I'm going to ask another question just to make sure that your answer to every question isn't Jaime Garcia. Who would be the most likely to have that, you know, kind of, I don't know, off the beaten path walk-up music, like a Justin Bieber walk-up song this year? Tell me it's not Jaime Garcia.
I don't think it's Jaime Garcia. This is a hard one for me because, David, I have a confession to make to you. I am so pop culture illiterate and so music illiterate, I couldn't even name a Justin Bieber song to you at this moment if my life depended on it. That being said, I kind of think about the guys in the lineup who have fun with their walk-up music. Colton Wong last year had that Nene song that I know everybody was into. So let's go with Colton Wong as the guy to have some fun and maybe have a Justin Bieber song play as he comes up.
That's a strong effort right there out of you, by the way. The that Nene song, you're so tapped in. Look at you.
There's a reason I cover sports and not entertainment, Dave.
What about the first guy off the bench who might emerge and grab a spot in the starting lineup this year?
Yeah, I think that could be Matt Adams. You know, I really think the Cardinals are driven to give Brandon Moss the opportunity to start the season at first base. You know, it is going to be an interesting first base competition to watch play out this spring, Moss and Adams. But, I do think the Cardinals will open the season with Brandon Moss at first base. That being said, Moss, first off, has to prove himself a deserving everyday player. He did not fare well his 2 months here in St. Louis last year, so he has something to prove, but so too does Matt Adams. And having seen him a couple weeks earlier, in January when he was in town for the Cardinal winter warm-up, he slimmed down some, looks to be in a really good place physically. I know mentally, certainly wants to prove himself as an everyday player, healthy from that quad injury. So if Brandon Moss were to stumble at all, I think Matt Adams could seize that opportunity, maybe sneak back in that lineup and become an everyday player again.
Okay, all right. Go back to a personality question again, right? We did the walk-up music. What about like a hothead, if you will? And I don't want to, we shouldn't label anybody, but somebody maybe most likely to be ejected.
To be a what?
To get ejected from a game.
Oh, well, can I pick the manager on this one?
No. We know he's going to get ejected.
Okay. Well, if I have to shy away from Mike Matheny, who will certainly, I'm sure, be ejected at some point this year, probably Yadier Molina. We see him come to the defense of his pitchers quite regularly. There have been moments in his career where that has not fared so well for him. I think that he's probably the most likely, again, because he's so passionate about what he does and passionate about his pitchers that some ball and strikes calls maybe that don't go his way. Could certainly see Yadi Molina perhaps being the first ejected this year.
Well, certainly all the exposure is not going to hurt, right? Your proximity to the main man all night gives you a much better shot of getting thumbed at some point. Let's go highlight reel stuff, right? Everybody loves must-see at MLB.com, where, you know, it could be just about anything on any given night. But who's got that sort of must-see, aura around them that we might catch them a few times there?
The easy answer would probably be Molina, but since I just answered him to your last question, I'll perhaps go a different direction. But you think about the times that we've seen him throw runners out from his knees and just the dazzling plays that he makes behind the plate, certainly a candidate. But if I were to go maybe a different direction, there's no person that I enjoy watching more in the field than Carlos Martinez. And what he's able to do defensively in terms of fielding his position, I mean, he had a play last year that was as good as any play I saw anyone on this team make in 2015. The entertainment value that he brings, the energy, the passion, I think he's certainly a guy that could be a must-see, have his must-see moment, again, just because he's so flamboyant and passionate about this game in a way that's very unique, I think, in our game.
Yeah. No, I like the flair. I think we all love that flair. A hitting streak guy in this team, that guy who's going to put together 2, 3, 4 weeks, maybe a month and change of a good hitting streak?
That's got to be Matt Carpenter. I mean, you think about consistency and performance. You think about an ability to get on base. That's Matt Carpenter. You know, you do look at last year. You know, Matt Holliday opened the season by getting on base 45 straight games. Now, those weren't, you know, all hits, obviously. But, again, you look at somebody who's really been prone, you know, to be able to avoid slumps, it's Matt Carpenter, and if he's hitting atop the lineup, he'll get the opportunity. So I think your longest hitting streak probably would be with number 13.
Okay. All right. We're pretty much out of time. I'm trying to think if I've got another good question for you. One last one. What about a hit for the cycle character on this game?
I'm going to go with Randall Grichuk here. I mean, this is a guy that he had 7 triples last year, led the team in triples. Obviously, he has scary, scary power potential. So when you're talking about somebody who has an ease at being able to hit the ball out of the park and has a knack for being able to get doubles and triples, I think Randall Grichuk could be the guy. Again, this is something that the Cardinals haven't had in over a decade, so he could be a candidate. I think Colton Wong would probably be another guy who you could see sneaking up and maybe hitting for the cycle, but we'll stick with Randall Grichuk for now.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I've run out of all the random questions I can ask you in this week's podcast. I'm going to give you a week, get back to the regular flow, and next week, we'll see what we come up with. Maybe I'll come up with some more random questions.
That's fine, as long as you promise not to play them back to me at the end of the year and see how off I was.
Well, when I do, you can bet that I'll be doing that Nene song in the background.
That's all perfect. Right,
have a great week.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Tim Langosch, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.